Welcome to the Math Factor Podcast. I'm Kyle Kellums.
Good morning, Kyle, and good morning, listeners. I'm Chaim Goodman-Strauss.
Chaim is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. This is the Math Factor Podcast, and we're starting it just slightly differently because it's been a kind of phenomenal week.
It's been extraordinary. We've had dozens of responses from literally all over the world. The switchboards have been lighting up, so to speak.
Because you asked a puzzle, and you didn't know the solution.
I genuinely did not know the solution. Now I know a few solutions.
Well, what was the puzzle?
Okay, well, as is so often the case in life, you are stuck in a 50 by 50 by 50-foot box, 100 feet in the air, no way out, really. There's a hook in one corner of the room with a small window that you could, if you had a 100-foot-long rope, you could tie it to the hook and get out. There are two 50-foot ropes cemented to the ceiling, and you have a knife. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. Well, one thing you could do is climb up and get one of the ropes and cut it, but then you'd sort of be stuck up at the ceiling. You could shimmy down that rope that's there, but then you only have 50 feet of rope down on the floor with you, and it's kind of a problem.
So that doesn't work. Now, we heard different solutions, or we read different solutions from emails, but before we get to that, let's remind some folks about things about when they do email us at MathFactor.
That's right. So send us a physical mailing address, and we will send you some terrific math fun. And in fact, you can write us more than once. We've got endless depths of math fun. If you just remind us of what we've already sent you, we'd be happy to send you more. And you can believe me, we've got lots and lots and lots.
And you can email us whether you have a solution to something we ask or not. Just
a
if you want to say
a suggestion, anything you like.
We've had a teacher say, "Can we use these podcasts in our classroom?"
That's right. That's been great.
Anything. If you just want to say hello, you just want some free math fun.
That's
as opposed
right.
to that math fun you have to pay for
That's
elsewhere.
Right. And this is of the highest quality, too.
That's so right. And they should email us at
mathfactor@uark.edu.
Okay. Now, let's talk about solutions.
Okay.
Well, more than one emailed in, correct?
Well, one kind of solution, which several people sent in, and I guess it's okay. It's a little bit, I don't know, is you take one of the ropes. You can get one of the ropes down on the floor, no problem. And so then you could tie it to the hook and maybe start swinging back and forth to finally catch one of the stilts. Or maybe the stilt is at the corner. Maybe, you know, hang on to the stilt. And
so you get some momentum going in midair. And
different
then
kinds of things. That sounds really pretty dramatic. It kind of reminds – do you remember the movie The Time Bandits?
I do.
They escape from the cages by rocking back and forth on ropes. It sort of seemed like that. But
so that's
possible
solution.
But
okay.
I don't think it's the solution that was intended by the authors of the puzzle.
All right.
So another solution, which we saw a few times, I think this one seems legit.
Okay.
So you remember that the ropes can't support your weight if they're
split
cut lengthwise. Right. So one possible thing to do, it seems a bit risky, but you climb up to the top and you cut through each of the ropes about halfway or a little less than halfway, mm-hmm. enough that hanging on to both simultaneously. So you cut through enough so that neither rope individually could support your weight, but together they can.
Mm.
And then you lower yourself.
Makes sense. Right.
And so that way you should be able to lower yourself down, holding onto both ropes together. And at the same time, when you're at the bottom, you should then be able to put all your weight on each rope individually and snap them off. Splice them together. And you have 100 feet of rope. Down you go. Well, another solution, which is really the right solution, well, actually, let me give you a bad solution first.
Oh,
so
okay.
My friend Mark here in town, I was telling him the problem, and he said, well, it's obvious. What you do is you climb up to the top, and you hang onto the hook, and you cut both ropes and tie them into one long thing, and now put it around the hook, and now you can sort of lower yourself down by the two ropes, and then now you're free to pull them off the hook, through the hook, and you're out. Well, of course, the thing that he misunderstood was that the hook isn't at the top of the room, right?
Right.
But they're cemented to the ceiling. But that does give the right direction for the solution. And I wish I just hadn't thought of it. So if there were a hook at the top, that would give you a way to escape.
But there's not a hook at the top.
There's not a hook at the top. Remember, they're actually glued somehow to the ceiling. So how can you make a hook? So this is a great strategy for problem solving that even was actually discussed in the book, Paul Zeitz. This book, The Art and Craft of Problem Solving, where we got this problem. It's called Problem Solving by Fantasy. So We know that we have a solution if there were a hook at the top of the ceiling. So that's the fantasy. Like, if I could just only have my fantasy come true, then I would have the solution.
Right.
So how do we make something that functions the same way? Well, you know, let me just preface this by saying what I'm about to say, I'm going to say it sounds like it's obvious to me, and I'm going to say it with great confidence and so on. I really did not figure this out on my own, but it is obvious in hindsight. So you climb up to the top, and now you hang on for dear life to one of the ropes and cut the other one a few feet below the top.
Okay.
And you tie and hang on to the bit that you cut away. And you tie the remnant into a loop.
Oh, right.
And now you then hang on to the loop. You cut the rope you had just been on. You can splice the two ropes together, feed them through the loop, shimmy down both together, and then pull it, whip it through, and you're out and on your way.
I would not have come up with that.
It's pretty clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
There were a bunch of variations on that. I mean, actually a lot of different kinds of ways of putting that, but yeah, very good. Congratulations.
And again, the book this came from. Let's give credit where credit is due.
Art and Craft of Problem Solving by Paul Zeitz. Z-E-I-T-Z. Excellent book. It's a little bit more technical than, it's really for math undergraduates, but wonderful book.
All right. Thanks to everyone who emailed in.
It's great to hear from you all. And
all right.
Well, now back to our regularly scheduled program.